hunting for water with satellites. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Nearly 200,000 Sudanese refugees are camped in the desert of eastern Chad. Finding water for these families has become critical, and a United Nations agency called UNISAT is using satellites to help. Working together with a French company called RTF, they're using satellite imagery to locate hidden subterranean water supplies. So far, they've provided target maps covering 22,500 square kilometers of territory. Groups on the ground are confirming the water resources. The original purpose of the satellites was to look for gold and oil, but with support from the European Space Agency, or ESA, the satellites have now been pressed into service for a life-saving cause. In other public health news, the spread of HIV has been cut in half in Taiwan, thanks to free access to powerful antiretroviral drugs. In 1997, the Taiwan government began providing the expensive drugs free of charge to all HIV-infected citizens. A study published in the Journal of Infectious Diseases says the policy has cut the rate of AIDS transmission 53%. The drugs lower the levels of HIV in the bloodstream and therefore make transmission of the disease less likely. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.